Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, in the news is coming up next. Someone very famous is coming to town. We'll tell you about. But this is our college football candy corn. Completion percentage. You know, it's a stat and all.
Yes.
But it's not the most accurate measure of a quarterback.
Oh, God, no. Especially you know? In the college game when so much is, you know, screens and dinks and dunks. Fun NFL fact. I saw this today. Jalen Hurts, who completes a high percentage, he has thrown 5 passes all year over 20 yards.
Yeah.
Because they, you know, under 10 is short passes, 10 to 19, and then over. So 5 passes, he's actually taken shots over 20 yards. Would you care to guess how many passes he has thrown between 10 and 19 yards this year?
2.
0.
Oh.
Hasn't even attempted one. So it's like...
So know, 5 deep balls?
5 deep balls, completed 2, and then everything else has been checked down Charlie. So
yeah. Daniel Jones is playing better than Jalen Hurts.
I say the deep ball, man.
So far.
Completion percentage can be kind of a wonky...
Do you know that the Colts haven't punted?
I know. Freaking Daniel Jones.
Also, we got the birth of a great new nickname, Indiana Jones.
Well, yeah.
Isn't that killer?
That's great. Yes.
Why didn't I think of that?
Why didn't you think of that?
I'm a little upset.
Well, he needed to perform well to get any nickname there, but it works.
I'm a little upset at myself for not putting that together.
So percentage of throws that are accurate is different than completion percentage because, you know, a guy could drop it.
Sure.
But it still could be an accurate throw.
Yeah.
And so Pro Football Focus measures this analytic, and I have the top 5 in college football thus far.
I bet you I can get Well, are they going to, is it going to be weird? Are you going to give me like an Eastern Illinois?
No, they're all big names.
Okay. I can get 3 of them.
Okay.
Dante Moore will be in there.
He's number 5.
Because he's completing like 77 or 78% of his passes.
Well, this is a different metric.
It's a different
metric.
Number. Yeah, I know, but I'm going off of guys I know that are completing like damn near 80%. So I'm assuming if you're up there.
Well, but wait, just to clarify.
Yeah.
You could throw a pass that is not accurate.
Yes.
And it could still be caught.
Yes.
So this is. So I know what you mean, but it's just a different.
I'm what is it on target? If you have a very high completion percentage, you're going to be high in this stat.
Should be.
So I'm saying,
percentage of throws that are accurate is what they say.
So I know Dante Moore is up there.
He's number 5, 81%.
Okay, I know Raiola at Nebraska is having a really
not
accurate year.
In the top 5.
Not in the top 5.
What about the kid from USC?
Not in the top 5.
Carson Beck is having a great year at
he
Miami.
Is number 2.
He's number 2.
82.7% of his throws are accurate.
So I just have 2.
3 more.
Won't be Aller. He's kind of struggling a little bit. Won't be Klubnik.
I don't think it'll be Nussmeier either.
No, it won't be Nussmeier. He's not having...
Probably won't be Aller.
Marcel Reed isn't having a good year. Completion. He's only completing like 58% of his
passes. What about JKS today at Cal?
Oh, that's good.
Not in the top 5.
What about Sayan at Ohio State?
Julian Sayan, number 1.
Okay. Is he really?
Number 1. 86.8% of his throws are accurate per Pro Football Focus.
Because he's kind of getting he's fine.
But I wonder how many of his are going really far downfield.
Probably not many.
It feels like that Day has not let him really cut it loose yet.
You know, he was the guy.
But he's doing what they're asked.
This is why all the preseason talk is so nauseating. Arch Manning. Well, okay. Arch Manning... we're now talking about him being benched and Julian Sayan leads the league in accuracy or leads college football in accuracy. I mean, nobody knows anything.
I would not have gotten Julian Sayan. I just was kind of going through in my head the top teams and their quarterbacks.
Two others.
How about the kid from Utah, Dampier?
negative, although I can't wait for Texas Tech Utah.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And no one ever said that.
That's
ever.
That's going to be fun. It won't be the Texas Tech kid or Texas Tech kid. No. He's not that accurate. What about Mizzou's guy, the Penn State transfer?
Prabula. No.
No?
These guys are in the SEC.
They're in the SEC.
And they will meet
oh.
next week or 2 weeks.
I think. Oh, I was going to say maybe Joey Aguilar?
Nope. Gunnar Stockton is fourth oh. at 81.7.
Okay.
And what is the Alabama quarterback's first name?
Ty Simpson.
Ty Simpson is?
Ty Simpson, 82.4.
Because he played poorly in week one, I thought. But I guess maybe he didn't.
There you go.
It
boys.
Wasn't great against Florida State, no.
Yeah.
And then, hey, dude, hats off to Gunner because
yeah.
he was taking a lot of heat those first 2 weeks, and they came out and got down 21-0 to Tennessee, and that son of a gun came slinging back.
It wasn't 21-0.
I thought it was 20. It was 21-3 then.
No, it was 7-7 at one point.
Was it?
I think it was 21-7.
Okay, it was 21-7.
Was the biggest the lead guy.
Because Tennessee jumped out early, and he played a hell of a game down the stretch.
Yeah, so, he looked pretty good.
Yes. Yes, he did.
So, Sayan, Beck, Simpson, Stockton, and Dante Moore, the most accurate in college football so far.
Interesting.
Colorado has made a change.
Again.
The kid, Staub, started last week, threw for 204 yards, threw two picks, and they lost to Houston. Hmm. So now Deion is going back to Caden Salter.
Still no Juju Lewis.
Still no Julian Lewis.
I am making my bold prediction that Deion will be gone before the end of next year.
UCLA?
Yeah. No, I just, he will either step down, some, he just, that thing is not going to go well, right? He's got his health problems. I just don't think that is going to end up
well,
working at Colorado.
This isn't a good bit. When you're switching quarterback, like no. you no. benched your starting quarterback in week no. two or
and,
three.
And he has no team building. He doesn't recruit. Everything is transfer portal. There's no buzz around that programming anymore. There's no juice. And he's got the health problems either. I just think but before the end of next year, and it wouldn't shock me if it happens this year. Ooh, Pete Alonso. tie ball game. It wouldn't shock me this year.
They're back.
If this season, told you they were back. If it goes south in Colorado and it doesn't look great right now, it wouldn't shock me if we got to week 8 or 9 and he tips his cowboy hat and says that, you know, due to blah, blah, blah. And, you know, he's got it. You can always
go with
it. You can always go with the health card.
It's a built-in excuse.
It's a built-in excuse. He doesn't want to be there. It's not going great. And I think he's going to find out. Look. He had the best player in the country in Travis Hunter and a very, very good, competent quarterback in his kid. And, dude, the highlight at Colorado was getting your ass kicked in the Alamo Bowl. We act as if he had some monstrous turnaround. He did not. He took an irrelevant program and he made them interesting. But they didn't, you know, they weren't winning 10 and 11 games. And those guys are gone. The recruiting classes stink. It's still Colorado where they don't have a ton of resources. And now he's got cancer and he's got a pee tent on the sidelines. And he's just not a guy I feel that will grind his way through it.
Brought to you by Depend.
Yeah, brought to you by Depend. And the college football, when you look at the people that are successful, it's the obsessives. It's the people that just want to work day in and day out. Deion won't even go on recruiting trips. He's like, no, you come here. And I think for a little bit, there was like some sizzle and people wanted to come play there. When's the last time that Deion actually had really positive press where like people were like, man, Prime, it's just, it's not there anymore. And he will not like being confined to an afterthought in college football and he will walk away. I don't think they'll fire him. I think he will walk away.
So last year, top of the Big 12 was Arizona State, BYU, mm-hmm. Iowa State, Colorado.
Yeah.
They all tied.
Yeah.
For the top.
Yep.
Power rank the top of the Big 12 early in this season.
It's tough because we haven't really seen. Because
it's that is the funnest.
Yes.
League in the country.
Well, it's the most wide open.
Iowa State has earned it.
Yeah. They look good.
So they've earned the right to be.
Well, do they look good?
Well, not really.
They've done what's been asked of
them.
They
grind out wins. So they earn the right to be.
You're going
to
put them up there?
No. The two best teams are playing this week.
Texas Tech
or Utah?
Utah.
Yes.
Not BYU.
Yet.
Not TCU.
Well, and TCU's got a little something cooking too. They got a really nice quarterback in that, I think it's Josh Hoover, that's having a great year. So I think there's plenty of teams that are capable. BYU looks really good. But we do have a freshman quarterback, and you know, we've played Portland State and Stanford. So the defense looks elite, but again, we've played Portland State and we've played Stanford. So to me, I think you go Texas Tech, Utah, and that's 1-2, as far as who I think is the best, but Iowa State has earned it. So I'll say Iowa State 1, Utah 2, Texas Tech 3, although I think Utah and Texas Tech are going to be better. And then I would put BYU tucked in behind them. And then I think you've got another class of people from TCU. Don't count out Arizona State. I think Arizona State had the one bad game, but I still kind of believe in that. And then there's probably another three or four teams that if someone gets hot can make a run at this.
You have Baylor.
Yes.
You have Kansas.
Yeah.
You have Arizona 3-0.
West Virginia is undefeated.
Arizona looked pretty good against Kansas State.
Yeah.
Kansas State, Houston.
On the other hand, it looks stinky.
Yeah, Noah Fafita seems like he's been in college forever, and that kid can ball a little
bit. He's good. Houston is 3-0.
Yep.
Willie Fritz. It's a good little league.
Yeah, it's fun.
What was that? What was your Houston guy's name? Like Hollywood Smothers or something like
that?
Yeah,
Hollywood Smothers. He's their running back. Yeah. Get on board.
And Houston gets, next week, they get the... Because Houston has a bye, and then they're on the road to Corvallis. So we get to see what they have.
Do we? What you're implying that we're watching that game.
I will watch that. I have watched every Oregon State game.
What's the spread on that going to be?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Houston minus nine.
Oh, no.
15.5?
Yeah, it's going to be two plus touchdowns. Because I'm guessing the Civil War will be an alley kick in. And, you know, by the way, that may be a Trent Bray save your job sort of game against Houston. If they go 0-5 and the Civil War is ugly and we all think it's going to be ugly, and then you come in and Houston lays a double digit ass kicking on you, where do you go? We'll beat App State on the road. At some point, and I know Scott Barnes came out and said that he has full confidence that Trent Bray is the guy, which, by the way, plenty of people have said, oh, yeah, I have full confidence right before they fire someone. At some point, you have to realize that he's not the guy, and the apathy is setting in your program, and that's a dangerous thing. Speaking of which, I saw the opening press conference today for the new UCLA interim coach. I think his name is Tim Skipper. And he went around and he said, call me Skip. He went around to every reporter there and shook their hand and saying, call me Skip. Dude, there were like seven people there.
Well,
it's bad.
Maybe Brian Kelly should take a note out of Tim Skipper's media mojo.
Does it say something though, when at your introductory press conference, you can take the time to go around and introduce yourself personally to everyone there?
He play there?
I don't know. I have no idea where.
Never heard of the guy.
Yeah. Tim Skipper. I was like, huh, what? Sure.
So he was an assistant there?
Yeah. I mean, obviously he took over.
Or did they pull him off the streets?
No.
Hey, you want to coach the Bruins? Yeah. All right.
What?
Sure.
What was that?
You got that Nico guy, yeah.
Whoopi Goldberg got a movie like that where she ended up coaching the New York Knicks.
Eddie.
Yeah.
Yeah, her name was Eddie.
No, he was the UCLA special assistant to the head coach, whatever that means.
He played at Fresno.
So he wasn't really a coach.
He's your age.
He was a special assistant, and they were like, dude, just...
You might have played against him.
Yeah.
Did you play Fresno?
I did. I played Fresno State a couple times.
97 to 2000, he played at Fresno.
Then, yes. What position did he play?
I think he was a linebacker.
Oh, then you know what?
Yeah, you played against him.
Me and the mighty he probably, skipper.
You probably put hands on him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You probably held him just like you held everyone else.
I did like to hold quite a bit. Yeah.
Hmm. All right.
Well, that kind of makes me feel...
Isn't that fun?
Although it makes me feel like, what did
Six degrees of souk.
What did I do with my life?
Well, I mean, look, you probably make more than he does.
Tim Skipper.
Look, you know, radio's not that lucrative, but can't imagine they're paying him a ton.
Fresno State, by the way, home of the worst insult I've ever heard in my entire life, where a kid with cerebral palsy in a wheelchair threw something at me and then told me, 6'8", lose some weight.
How do you, like, you what don't. Do you?
There's
you
no don't. Comeback for that.
You don't.
Okay, so, but if it were just a guy, there would be, but because it's...
He's a crippled kid wheelchair.
But listen.
And he got your ass.
I'm just saying, if it's just a dude that yells that at you,
yes.
What do you do? But then when you turn around and you see it's a kid in a wheelchair, you're like, ah. Yeah.
Well, I got hit in the back.
Yeah.
And I was like, I turned around because I was like, are you effing kidding me? Because they're right on.
You were going to roll some heads?
I was pretty pissed.
You were LeGarrette Blount.
And then I saw it was the kid in all crippled up in the wheelchair. And then he
all
hit me
up.
With
yeah,
the
you should have seen. You should have seen what he just.
He was so crippled.
The motion that he.
Yeah,
yeah. Don't.
And then
don't
he hit
that.
Me with a 6'8", lose some weight, and I didn't have a comeback for it. And the worst part was my roommate Ford Post and you son of a bitch turned to me and goes, "Yeah, you probably could lose a couple." And then like I was like, "Oh God, bless him." I turned around. Took him like a year to get out the 6'8", lose some weight too.
I was a
but
lie.
Freaking Fresno State. They kicked our ass, Tim Skipper. To this day, the most hurtful thing ever said to me. You can't, like, there's no comeback for when a crippled kid makes fun of you.
Well, they could say anything to you. You can't.
No.
You just have to move on.
And we had the all-white uniforms, and they were very tight, and it wasn't my, you know, it was.
Well, look, your roommate said it. I mean, look, he's not wrong.
Look, it was a little tight. I'm in it.
Yeah. I know you're upset, but he's not wrong.
He wasn't wrong. Love handles were hanging out a little bit.
All right, in the news is coming up next, suspicious backpack. Remember, we've talked about suspicious backpacks, you know?
Yeah, you can't have them.
Well, but isn't every backpack suspicious if you don't know what's in it?
Yeah, when it's lying on the ground, though, it's like it's uncomfortable.
I just don't understand the what makes it like some suspicious and others not. Hmm. Well, we have more suspicious backpack news. So much questions here. We'll get to that next. Here's Buck.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.